So he took him by the hand again and led him into a very dark and dreary and dismal room where there sat a man in an iron cage. Now, the man, to look on him, seemed very, very sad. He sat with his eyes looking down to the ground, his hands folded together, and he sighed as if he would break his heart.
What means this? Why is this man locked in this iron cage? And why doth his heart break so?
Ask him. He will tell thee.
Sir, what art thou?
I am what I was not once.
What wast thou once?
Oh, I was once, in my youth, a fair and flourishing professor of religion.
Well, but what art thou now?
I am now a man of despair, and am shut up in it as in this iron cage. I cannot get out. Oh, now I cannot.
But how camest thou into this condition?
I left off to pray. I ceased to watch and be sober. I laid the reins of reason upon the neck of my lusts. I sinned against the light of the word and the goodness of God. I have grieved the Spirit, and he is gone. I tempted the devil, and he has taken me.
Dear interpreter, is there no hope for such a man as this?
Ask him.
Is there no hope, sir, but that you must be kept in this iron cage of despair?
No. None at all.
Why not? The Son of the Blessed is very pitiful. He can yet forgive.
Oh, no. He cannot forgive me.
But he can.
No. He cannot.
Why not?
Because I cannot repent. I have crucified him to myself. Afresh. I have despised his person. I have despised his righteousness. I have counted his blood an unholy thing. I have done despite to the Spirit of grace. Therefore, I have shut myself out of all the promises. And there now remains to me nothing but threatenings, dreadful threatenings, fearful threatenings of certain judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour me as an adversary.
For what price did you bring yourself into this condition?
Oh, for the lusts, the pleasures, the profits of this world, in the enjoyment of which I did then promise myself much delight. But now every one of those things returns to bite me and gnaw me like a burning worm.
But canst thou not now repent and turn?
No, I told you that I cannot. God will not be trifled with after what I have done to him. He hath left me. He hath denied me repentance. His word gives me no encouragement to believe, yea, himself hath shut me up in this iron cage, nor can all the men in the world let me out. Oh, eternity, eternity, how can I accept the loss of eternity?
Let this man's misery be remembered by thee, and be an everlasting caution to thee.
It shall. But pray tell, good sir, why hath God shut him up in this iron cage?
'Tis not God hath shut him up thus.
Then who?
'Tis Satan, who be the builder of cages. God hath revealed himself as one who came to set the captives free.
Then why may he not set this man free?
Because sin hath blinded his eyes to the mercy of God. He cannot believe that God can forgive him. And what man cannot believe, God cannot achieve.
Then were this man able to believe, could he yet be free?
Aye.
Are there many that be in such a state?
Yea, verily. There be multitudes that believe their sins to be so great that God cannot forgive them. They thus make their sins to be greater than the power of God.
Then is it so what I have read? According to your belief, so be it unto you.
Aye, the arm of faith has been so badly withered by sin that it cannot reach forth to grasp God's mercy.
Did they not know that this would happen?
Nay. They verily thought they could lead a life of sin and then turn to God in their own good time. But when the pleasures of sin were past, and they would exercise their faith, they found that it had been bound up in the steel chains of their sins.
Then I pray God to help me to watch and be sober, and to pray that I may shun the cause of this man's misery. But, sir, is it not yet time to put me upon my way?
Tarry yet until I show thee one thing more, and then shalt thou go on thy way.
So he took Christian by the hand again, and led him into a chamber where there was one rising out of bed. And as he put on his raiment, he shook and trembled.